Late last month, Democratic hopeful Matt Campbell scored a little media attention by dropping by one of Congressman Steve King's town hall meetings. The 5th District Republican was not amused. The Sioux City Journal captured the exchange on video and posted it on their website.
I will ask you simply, you've never debated an opponent in 8 years since you've been in office, and I'd like to know whether you this year will participate in a live televised debate.
And my answer to that is that judging from the fashion that you've conducted yourself, you have not earned it.
That same week, Republican candidate Mary Annette Miller Meeks began criticizing 2nd District Congressman Dave Loebsack for failing to debate. The editor of the West Liberty Index, Lindsay Heppner, questioned Miller Meeks about the issue during a campaign stop featuring Barbara Grassley. The senator's wife suggested if Loebsack didn't respond to the debate request soon enough, Miller Meeks should hold one without him.
You know, if he doesn't up to a certain time, do the empty chair routine.
Loebsack says Miller Meeks' complaints were unwarranted because by the time she made her comments, he'd already agreed to one debate and was in the process of scheduling two more. But the exchange with Barbara Grassley gave Democratic Senate candidate Roxanne Conlin fodder to use against Chuck Grassley. Conlin sent out a press release suggesting she, too, may have to resort to the empty chair routine.
52 years in public life, 30 years in the United States Senate. Why can't he stand on a stage with me and defend his record?
But Grassley contends his frequent town hall meetings and conference calls with reporters give voters ample opportunity to learn where he stands on the issues. And he defended himself vigorously during his only joint appearance with Conlin on Iowa Public Television's Iowa Press.
The point is that I'm available anytime that people like you three want to ask me questions.
Grassley says he's accepted an offer for a debate in late October, but Conlin has a conflict. Iowa State University political science professor Stefan Schmidt says running out the clock is a common strategy for incumbents who don't want to face their challengers.
You don't want to elevate an opponent to your level. Plus, if you are ahead in the polls, you're getting more and more money from contributors. And when you have a debate, it raises the profile of your opponent, and people then may begin to cut checks for that person. And so the whole strategy is to keep your opponent as obscure as possible, often force them to spend their money to buy ads instead of giving them those free platforms.
Schmidt predicts debates will decline as campaigns become better financed and more technical. He says candidates these days prefer to use television ads and the internet to target specific messages to specific groups. And he says the public will quickly forget who debated and who didn't. The president of the Iowa League of Women Voters, Myrna Lorline, says she hopes he's wrong.
The League of Women Voters really thinks that candidates need to let voters know what the candidate intends to do if they are elected to office. And there are lots of good ways to do that, but one really good way is, of course, a face-to-face evening with the candidates.
But for all the complaining about the lack of debates this year, Lorline says the league has not had any more difficulty scheduling candidate forums than in the past. Producers at Iowa Public Television echo those comments. IPTV spokesperson Jennifer Confrist says they've secured joint appearances in every congressional race except the 5th District. Steve King remains the lone holdout. In Des Moines, I'm Janine Beck, Iowa Public Radio News.